Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. Our first post described a study where the authors found that male collegiate athletes may return to play sooner after a concussion than females. Females taking contraception may have less peak symptom severity than peers not taking contraception, but the days to return to play are likely similar. In our second post, we summarized an article where the authors reported that sport participation in high school and college positively contributes to maintaining bone mineral density and bone mineral content. As athletes age, however, these differences are less significant. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors performed a retrospective chart review to examine if peak concussion symptom severity and days to return to play differed by sex or hormonal contraception use among collegiate athletes. The authors performed a retrospective medical chart review on Division I collegiate athletes who had a physician-diagnosed concussion between 2011 and 2016. They included 40 males and 50 females. The study team grouped females by hormonal contraception use based on their recorded medication use at the time of injury and through an annual health questionnaire. Athletes went through a standardized stepwise return to play progression, and the team physician cleared them to return to play. The authors used two outcome measures, peak symptom severity and length of recovery. Peak symptom severity was the max symptom severity score from either the SCAT-2 or SCAT-3, which the athletes completed at least every 24 hours from immediately post-injury till full return to play. Length of recovery was the number of days between their clearance for return to play and the initial injury. The authors found that males and females had similar peak symptom severity. Approximately 22 or 26 points out of 132 possible points. But males returned to play on average 9 days quicker than females. Regarding hormonal contraception use, females taking contraception experienced on average lower peak symptom severity than females not taking contraception, but they did not differ in their days to return to play. These findings provide further awareness on the possible sex differences in concussion recovery, with females potentially taking longer to return to play than males. A better understanding of normal recovery patterns and the return-to-play timelines could aid clinicians in gauging where their patient falls regarding recovery and help determine when a patient may need additional referral and treatment. These findings may be clinically meaningful as men return to play 9 days earlier on average. But it is important to note that there were large ranges in the length of recovery, suggesting that a normal time range of recovery may not be so normal. Additionally, males and females reportedly differ in their symptom reporting behaviors due to factors such as peer pressure, which may influence when a male or female is cleared to return to play. Overall, females had similar time to return to play regardless of their contraception use. But contraception users had less peak symptom severity. Although peak symptom severity is an important outcome measure, it would be interesting to see if these findings changed when using another clinical important outcome, such as the number of days to the symptom recovery. The author's findings are clinically important and are a great example of clinically focused research. However, we should be cautious in applying and accepting these preliminary findings as being clinically applicable when treating concussed athletes. We as clinicians should realize that sex, contraception use, and many other reasons may influence our patient's recovery, but there is no guarantee that one factor will make someone slower to recover. We should be thoughtful to not tell patients they will have a prolonged recovery, but rather we should explain that it is relatively common if their recovery is delayed. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was an article in Clinical Journal of Sport Medicine where the authors concluded that athlete support personnel report stigmatizing attitudes towards athletes with eating disorders and male providers hold greater negative attitudes towards athletes with mental health conditions. And if you're an athlete trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the article I mentioned on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.